Well, today, October 18th, is the feast day of one of the four gospel writers, one of the four evangelists, St. Luke. And we'll talk a little bit about his life and about his gospel. He also wrote the Acts of the Apostles, which is one of the greatest books in Scripture, filled with action and miracles. And it's a wonderful book to read today on his feast day. I'd also encourage you to read the Gospel of St. Luke today as well. It doesn't take that long to read through those 24 chapters. It is such a wonderful book. Well, who was the man that the Holy Spirit used to write this book? Well, St. Luke, we know, was born in Antioch in Syria. He was of Gentile origin. Some of the gospel writers were of Jewish origin, but Luke was unique. He was a Gentile background and a Greek by birth, but then he became a Christian. And St. Paul refers to him in Colossians chapter 4 as Luke, our beloved physician. So we know that by trade, by profession, he was a doctor. So he is the patron saint of all doctors and nurses, as well as painters and artists and butchers. So you wonder why doctors and butchers are put together with the same patron saint. But it's because Luke's gospel begins with the temple where Zechariah in the temple where the oxen were slain. And so Luke's symbol is an ox. Whereas Matthew, Mark, and John have different symbols. John's symbol is the eagle because his gospel begins in the heavens. In the beginning was the Word. It's very profound and very heavenly. And Matthew's gospel is the man because his gospel begins with all the way back to, I believe, Abraham. And then, let's see, I know there's another gospel out there I'm thinking of. Matthew, Mark. Yeah, Mark's is the lion because his gospel begins with John the Baptist like a lion roaring in the desert. Again, Matthew begins with the man for the human genealogy of Christ. So Luke's gospel, his symbol is the ox. So he is. What's unique about him is that he's not one of the 12 apostles. He was a disciple and companion of St. Paul. And we know that he accompanied Paul in Macedonia, Philippi, Jerusalem, and Rome. So he himself preached the gospel in Greece after the death of St. Paul. We wear the red vestments today because he was martyred at the age of 84, they say. Martyred. And he's a patron saint of painters because it says that he painted one of the first images of our Blessed Mother. That he was the portrait painter of our Blessed Mother herself. Now the gospel that he wrote is magnificent. 24 chapters written in very elegant and excellent Greek. His gospel begins with the preface. Then we have the infancy narrative and the childhood of Jesus. Then his ministry in Galilee, his public travels and public preaching, then his ministry in Jerusalem, and then his passion and death, and then the resurrection and the appearances of the Lord. When you look at the themes of Luke's gospel, again, hope you'll read that today or in this coming week, you'll see that he addressed it to Theophilus, so he was writing to this leader. And he was writing for Gentile converts to Christianity, whereas Matthew would write to the Jewish converts. So Luke was writing to the Gentile converts to Christianity. And his main theme is that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God. You'll see this through all his writings, that he is the Savior, not only of the Jews, but of the Gentiles as well. So one of the themes you'll see in Luke is this universal mission of Christ, that he is the light of the nations. He is the preacher who preached repentance to all the nations. He told the disciples at the end, go out and preach the gospel to all nations. So Jesus is not just the Jewish Savior, he is the Savior of the world. Another theme you'll read in his gospel is God's mercy and compassion. Jesus is always shown as the friend of sinners, to Zacchaeus, to the good thief on the cross. The story of the prodigal son is in Luke. The parable, the lost coin, the lost sheep, there's always a lot of compassion and mercy for sinners in Luke. And then Luke's gospel is the gospel which really shows the beauty of womanhood. And you see great women portrayed in Luke, Anna the prophetess in the temple. You'll see a great deal about Martha and Mary, about Elizabeth, the cousin of Our Lady, Mary Magdalene, the daughters of Jerusalem, the widow of Nain, and then our Blessed Mother herself. Some have called Luke the Gospel of the Holy Spirit because 22 times Luke mentions the Holy Spirit. Some have called it the Gospel of Prayer because Jesus is always praying in St. Luke's Gospel, praying in the wilderness, praying before his baptism, praying before he chooses his disciples, praying at the Transfiguration, praying in Gethsemane, and praying at the foot of the cross. And then, as we heard in the opening prayer, Luke is the Gospel of the poor. We have the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, the Beatitudes, which emphasize God blesses the poor, the story of the rich fool. And lastly, it is called the Gospel of Our Lady, because we have more about Our Lady in Luke than any other gospel. We have the Annunciation and the Visitation, the details of the angel Gabriel coming to Our Lady, and the details of the Visitation and the meeting between Mary and Elizabeth. Well, how did Luke get this information? Because he most likely interviewed our Blessed Mother. So he sat down and got the details. It's the only way that we have this is Our Lady must have shared this with St. Luke. So yes, he is the patron saint of painters because they say he portrayed Our Lady, her image, but he also gives us the image of Our Lady in sacred scripture. So he paints her not only physically, but he paints her through his beautiful gospel, which I encourage you to read today, as well as the Acts of the Apostles sometime in the near future, to really get the beauty of this great saint. So I'll give you a blessing now with his relic, and you can venerate it after Mass through the intercession of St. Luke. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.